The Bloodstream podcast is made possible by Takeda and is intended for informational, educational, and entertainment purposes only. Please consult with professionals before making any healthcare decisions.
I try to clear my mind and think happy thoughts, and as the hours count down and the sun sets and the computer's packed away and my wife and the dogs and I are all laying still under the covers, I try my hardest to clear my brain and not think about the fact that one of these days, I'm gonna close my eyes and never wake up.
That voice belongs to none other than Joshua Sterling Bragg, creator and host of Haunting Season, a weekly YouTube show and storytelling podcast about life and the afterlife, and the latest storytelling project to launch, well, relaunch technically, but we'll get into that later, from Believe Limited. Josh and Haunting Season are airing a special live Halloween episode tonight on Mischief Night, October 30th, 2020. That is sure to be something you will not want to miss. Yes, we're in a pandemic with numbers that are rising. Wear a mask. Yes, we're in a crazy anxious election season and confirming new Supreme Court justices. Wear a mask. Yes, both the LA Lakers and the LA Dodgers have now won their respective sports championships in the year of COVID, priming LA for a nationwide takeover of professional athletics in 2020. Look, the point is there's a ton going on, but that doesn't mean we can't enjoy a little holiday spirit around Halloween. We are a community impacted by blood disorders after all. I mean, hello, do we have a better holiday than Halloween to express ourselves? Exactly. Anyway, that's why Josh is here, to tell us about Haunting Season and the spooky, scary stories and the incredible authors he features on his show. You'll also hear from a representative of Swab for USA, a youth-led organization aspiring to save lives and educate younger generations about the need for bone marrow and stem cell donations. That's important stuff. And that'll be coming up here in just a bit. But before it does, I should do this and not say hello and welcome to the Bloodstream Podcast. I am your host, Patrick James Lynch, joined as I am so gratefully each week by none other than fellow musical theater kid, turned camp person, turned bleeding disorders advocate, turned podcast host, Amy. We have a lot in common. We should talk about this off mic sometime. Amy Bord, hello, Amy. How are you? How is life by Bordeaux today?
Oh my gosh. What a fabulous intro. I am marginal because of the LA Dodgers thing. I am a firm Colorado Rockies fan, unfortunately. They are not great, and we are anti-LA Dodgers, it's dicey. I live in LA, and it's just like the one thing that I'm going to remain firm. Like, I'm going to remain firm in my baseball allegiance.
Okay. Well, I'm sorry. I didn't realize that was, trigger warning, I guess, on that monologue for you. Sorry about that. And joining us as well for his interview, because it's Mischief Night, it's Halloween, and gosh dang it, we need a little infusion, pun intended, of festive spirit right here at the top. So joining us right now, ladies and gentlemen, guys and ghouls, please welcome guest host / interview guest, Joshua Sterling Bragg. Hello, Josh. Welcome to Bloodstream.
Baseball's the one with the stick, right? But like the up stick, not the down stick.
Correct. Yeah.
I feel like that's a great clarification of what baseball
is. I think I played that in elementary school. Hi.
So in full disclosure, Josh is not the head of sports and athletics at Believe Limited. We don't have that department. He's the head of production and creative director. He actually wears a lot of hats around here. That's actually literally true. Josh does wear a variety of different caps and hats.
Actual hats, like different hats.
So let's put your Haunting Season hat aside, Josh, for just a moment, since we're going to speak primarily about that. And tell us a little bit about what you're working on and paying attention to over at Believe Limited these days. What's the creative director and head of production doing right now?
Well, still a lot of pivoting. So as most people know, we did a lot of changing of our path this year, making everything virtual. And so NHF was a huge undertaking. And now we're in that part of the year where we're pitching new ideas and we're talking to new people. And we're also kind of wrapping up with some people, some projects that maybe didn't get done yet. And so right now we're planning some very safe COVID shooting with some rapid testing on site and nurses on site and masks and gloves and a tiny little bit of travel, but not like we usually do. It's pretty exciting.
Josh, Halloween is this week, which of course is why we are, really leaning into Haunting Season. We can't wait to get to that. But I last week in last week's podcast, I mentioned that there were two types of people on the planet. There were horror people and non-horror people. And so I just kind of wanted to see your take. Like, are you a horror person? Are you not? Are you a Halloween person? Is that the same thing? Can you be a Halloween person and not a horror person?
Yes, I'm actually well-versed in this because I love horror, but I also have tons of nightmares from loving horror. And I also hate the genre, even though it's my favorite genre.
Wait, what?
so many people get it wrong. You know, like, there's so many bad horror movies, and like once every couple of years you get a really good one, and that really good one could be super gory and only, you know, this part of people like it, or it could be, you know, this one specific topic and all these people like it, but these people don't. So it's a really tough genre. What I like to do, and we'll probably get into this later, but on my show, is like try and talk about the things about horror that I think everybody can like, which is the deeper thoughts that go behind it and why people make these films.
What was the last great horror film that you saw?
As far as like release date, like most recent would probably be The Conjuring 2. No, it was Dr. Sleep. Dr. Sleep, I thought, was fantastic.
Why?
I don't think I know that one.
I mean, I get so antsy, like my anxiety, I get so sweaty and I can't. It's not enjoyable. Is that, do people that love horror, like that sensation is enjoyable?
I think I've always loved the idea of being scared. And so, Patrick, Dr. Sleep is the follow-up to The Shining. It's, you know, many years later and you're seeing Danny as an adult. And he's like sort of this homeless guy who has been challenged by the fact that he has The Shining, that he can sort of like see and experience ghosts.
Okay.
I think that people who love horror come to it for different reasons. And there are people who are fascinated, you know, like the video game peoples. There are certain people who like enjoy killing in a video game, and it doesn't necessarily have to do with like killing in real life. It's like a way of expressing yourself or a way of like releasing energy. I think similarly, like being scared is like when you go to, I don't know, like the bathhouse on your birthday or something and you go on the ice. You know, as opposed to like the nice, cool, soothing hot baths. Like there's something exciting for some people about jumping in the ice and having your heart race and your energy and you feel like you could run a marathon afterwards.
Kind of type two fun sort of stuff, sounds like, in a certain kind of way. But before we get any further, we're going to get to Amy's interview with Swab for USA's Isha. But Josh, I first have a question for you.
Okay.
You know, the Bloodstream podcast wouldn't be possible without the ongoing support of our presenting sponsor, don't you?
Oh, well, sure. Yeah, of course.
And do you know who that presenting sponsor is?
Well, Patrick, since I've basically been working with you since day one at Believe, yeah, I know the Bloodstream podcast is made possible by its presenting sponsor, Takeda.
That's right, Josh. The Bloodstream Possible. The Bloodstream Podcast is made possible. There we go. Words in the right order. By our presenting sponsor, Takeda, who has over 230 years of rich history in Japan and carries with them a rich legacy in bleeding disorders, courtesy of Takeda Legacy Baxter. And on their website, Josh, Takeda's got this really neat website.
Oh, yeah. It's bleedingdisorders.com.
Actually, it's bleedingdisorders.com.
He just said bleedingdisorders.com.
And at bleedingdisorders.com?
I don't think he's listening to us.
You'll find resources and information to help you manage life with a bleeding disorder.
It doesn't appear that he is.
Bleedingdisorder.com's resources include information on family planning, physical therapy, and travel, because believe it or not, one day we will travel again, and these tips will be as important as ever to be fresh on.
He ended that sentence with a preposition, Amy.
I know, it's a lost cause.
Visit bleedingdisorders.com to learn more about the information and resources Takeda's made available to you. One more time, that's
bleedingdisorders.com.
And for your support of the Bloodstream podcast, thanks, Takeda. All right, let's get to Amy's interview with Isha, and then we'll be back with Josh for a whole lot more talk about haunting season and horror.
I'm here with Isha. She's one of the members from Swab for USA, which is a student-run organization with a big mission. Isha, thanks for joining us. Tell us a little bit about the organization and what you guys are setting out to do.
Yeah, thank you for having me. So our mission is to educate the younger generations about the need for bone marrow and stem cell transplants. So one way we are doing this is to start high school clubs across our nation, which will support our national bone marrow registry. And we also hope to increase the number of donors on the registry list. And we started this organization because one of my friends, Kaylin, who is the president, she actually started this idea because of her grandfather who had recently passed away through blood cancer, and she wanted to do something about it. So she got in contact with the Be The Match outreach directors, and they helped us starting this organization, and she shared this idea with me, and I really wanted to join immediately, as I had many family members die due to cancer, and we really wanted to help stop this.
So great. Why is it so important for high school kids? Why did you guys specifically set this up for high schools and student-led groups?
Yeah, so although like high schoolers cannot register for the National Bone Marrow Registry, seniors who are 18 years old are eligible to. So even though they cannot register, they can always ask families or friends who are from the ages 18 to 44 to register, and they could help spread our mission to their local community, and they could help with the fundraisers, and they can do many other opportunities to help increase like the attention on the bone marrow registry.
So where are you guys located? Are you in one town? Are you national?
Yeah, so we are located in the Bay Area, but we have chapters in Colorado, Houston, and New Jersey. And so in addition, we also have high school clubs in those states, and along with local high schools in the Bay Area too. But originally we are started in the Bay Area.
That's great. And how long have you guys been running?
Yeah, so we've been running since the kind of like start of this COVID pandemic quarantine lockdown. And we've been trying to do a lot, but even though we are still in quarantine, we can't get out, we've been doing pretty well so far.
That's great. If we have a listener or a parent or a caregiver of a listener that wants to start a club in their school, what can they do? How can they contact you and get involved?
Yeah, so we would love if anyone is interested to contact us. They can visit our website, swapforusa.org, for more information, or see our Instagram and Facebook at SwapForUSA. If they have more personal questions, they can email us at swapforusa@gmail.com.
SwapForUSA@gmail.com. Awesome. All of that is going to be in the program notes. Isha, thank you so much for joining us today and sharing the mission. Is there anything else you want our listeners to know?
Yeah, if you'd like to register for the National Bone Marrow Registry, just all you have to do is text SwapForUSA-CA to the number 61474. And then all you have to do is fill out some information and you'll be registered as a donor.
Wow, this is obviously led by high school students. You guys are very tech savvy.
Yes, thank you.
You can text, you guys. All of that information is going to be in the program notes. Isha, thank you again. What an awesome mission. What an awesome thing you guys are doing during this COVID pandemic. This is great.
Thank you for having me.
Thanks to Isha again from Swab for USA. You can find that website, www.swabforusa.org, in the program notes. It was really good to talk to her. Cool stuff those like teenagers are doing in like the pandemic.
They're changing the world. They are
COVID
changing
world.
The world.
I know. It's exciting. But
kids
now
cool.
We get to transition into Joshua Sterling Bragg and Haunting Season, the new podcast from Believe Limited. And I personally would like to know the origin of it because it has a rich history. And I'd love to hear where it started and kind of the beginnings of it on YouTube, Josh. So tell us a little bit about the beginning.
Sure. Yeah. So in 1812.
What?
good year. That was a good year, especially for
YouTube. In 2013, I was working with Ryan Gielen's brother, Matt. So Ryan is, you know, co-founder of Believe. And I was working with his brother in my first ever production job. And we had this idea of, at that time, there wasn't much horror content on the internet. And we used to get together and eat burritos on Fridays and watch scary movies together. And so we had this idea, like, what if we started creating scary stories for the internet? And I had some personal stories from my childhood of, like, doing things that I wouldn't tell other kids to do, like breaking into abandoned buildings and scaring ourselves. And so I told my first story, which was one of those stories, and it got something like 27,000 views pretty much overnight. And so we were like, okay, we're on to something. And so I did a story a week for like a year and a half, almost 2 years, as a YouTube show, and then got kind of burnt out and switched jobs and came over to Believe and moved to LA and got married and got a dog, and you know, all of life happened. And so it was just sort of this thing that was always in the background, like, man, I wish I could get back there. And now we are.
What other than us, you know, saying let's come up with podcast ideas, put that aside, like, what brought Haunting Season back? How come it never really probably went away in your head?
Yeah, at the beginning of the year, we had some new staff and we were having a staff meeting. And one of the questions that Amy and I were asking everyone was, what's the most creative time in your life or from your past? And for me, it was instantly, it was Haunting Season. I was writing every week. I was performing every week. I was editing every week. And the thing that was going out was a piece of me. And people were giving back so much appreciation for that and so much positivity. I really never encountered any negativity with Haunting Season. And that was also very special, especially being in a genre that is about like death and dying and killing and, you know, spirits and demons or whatever. So it just felt very special. And it's always had a place. I've tried a couple of times over the years to bring it back and asked friends for donated time. But, you know, as you get older, like, it gets harder and harder to donate time to free projects or projects right. that don't have any budgets. And so it's just always been there. It never went away. I never stopped wanting to do this. It just, as Believe has grown and we're now starting to look more at entertainment as another pillar of what we do outside of, you know, health and all that stuff, it just seemed like a natural fit. And there were still 16,000 people subscribed, which was also, you know, a huge lever in opening up the casket, I guess.
Yeah, so certainly a head start on audience building. You mentioned the positive response and how it's like almost no negative response. What has been your interaction with the viewers and the listeners, both originally and since the relaunch just a few weeks ago, which we'll get into some of the details of that so that people have the context in a moment. But what has that interaction with the listeners been like?
I get like 4 or 5 messages a week that are like, oh my gosh, I stayed subscribed for the past 7 years because I was hoping this would come back. And I keep writing back to them like, thank you for doing that. You're the reason it came back. That's been most of the response. People just like very excited for the new, you know, the show's a little bit different. It used to be just a scary story every week. Now we've got a podcast, you know, an hour long podcast once a month. And then once a month, we're looking back at the old stories. And then we've got 2 new stories once a month. And that kind of fills out the thing. And yeah, people are really chill with it. People are just happy to have the show back.
So it's every Friday, so actually much like Bloodstream, it's every Friday, right? And you just talked through, there's one episode that's sort of like the big main episode, then a couple episodes with a story that's featured, and then one where you go back to stories that you did previously. Is that sort of the 4-week run?
Yeah, and it's all based on a theme. So we'll have the first episode will be our hour-long podcast, and during that, we'll talk to an author about what makes them the most frightened. And through that, we kind of pick a fear of the month. And Cody and I, in the segment after the interview, talk about, you know, a deeper dive into whatever that fear is. So the one that is going to be the first week in November is all about the fear of sleep and what happens when you sleep. And so, you know, we'll get into all sorts of nightmares and night terrors and sudden unexplained nocturnal death syndrome and stuff like that. Whoa. You know, real fun stuff. And then that kind of inspires the stories that I'll write for the month that will be on that similar theme. And then if we're lucky, there's one from the past for the archive episode. Otherwise, we'll just go in order from when they were released.
I think it's a, you know, for our listeners and for myself, you know, I said last week that I'm not a horror genre person. I'm not a Halloween person.
We get it, Amy. You hate this episode. You don't want to talk about Haunting Season and Josh.
Oh, my gosh. OMG. What I was going to say is One of my favorite things about you, Josh, is that you see the world differently and you interact with the world very differently than me, that kind of looks at like the next step that I have to go and like, what do I have to take in order to get there? And just, you know, kind of this linear path where you have really inspired me, I think, to think creatively and think differently. And even your answer about horror and fear, you know, like you guys are engaging in a fear of the month that is so different than I think what people might expect from, you know, a podcast that we might label as scary stories. And so I just, you know, what can the audience expect, and what personally, why is this so personal to you? What journey are you going to take the audience on that's a little bit different than just like, you know, this is perfect for Halloween?
I have had a fear of dying, I think, probably my entire life. From like the moment I was sitting in church and we were saying the Lord's Prayer and I was finally for the first time processing what all of it meant, and the idea of like dying and going to heaven or going to hell and all that stuff, immediately was just like terrified. In fact, most times when I try to turn it off, it's just replaced with fears about dying. When is it going to happen? How is it going to happen? How many years, days, minutes do I have left? And am I going to make the best of them? Or are they just ticking by 8 useless hours at a time? Which is why I've always hated sleep. I hate it. It's useless, wasted time where I just have to lay still in bed trying to desperately shut it all off, to power down the thinking brain with the never-ending impossible checklist and just die for a few hours. When I get terrified of something, I try and face it because I think that that's the only way you can progress in life, is if you're facing your fears. You know, I had similarly like a huge fear of cancer, and the show Breaking Bad helped me work through that. Not because they were like, it's okay, you'll be fine.
Yeah, not
because
really
they showed
even
it
close to that.
No, not at all. They showed it in a really like clinical light, and then showed like the trauma that can come from that, and all, you know, the results of not dealing with your trauma and where that can lead, and all your fears, how they can all mount up, and at any moment your whole life can be destroyed, right? And so I'm watching this and I'm like, oh, well, I wouldn't make these decisions. Like, my path would be different. And so that gets the creative and positive thinking about it. And then you're like, oh, okay, you know, maybe it's not that bad. You know, and then maybe that opens up a door to do a little bit of research over here or over there. And so there are things that we understand about this world and things that we don't. And I am really fascinated by the things that we don't understand, because I really want to understand them. I don't want to ignore them, which is why also I went around with a ghost hunting group for a couple of years, like every 3 months for like a year and a half or something, to follow them and see what their path was like.
Now, for the very small segment of our audience who will not be familiar with what a ghost hunt entails, can you describe what a ghost hunt entails?
Yeah, you take a net.
Okay.
I knew it.
And Sherlock Holmes hat. Nice. It's really about going to places that are either historically or from someone's point of view said to be haunted or said to have some sort of weird experience happening, and trying to scientifically debunk it. Right. So we go in with the best equipment that we can afford, and we spend the night, and we look into every single aspect of what a person says they interacted with, and try our very best to prove them wrong. Huh. And if at the end of the night we can't prove a certain thing wrong, we're like, okay, maybe there's something paranormal about that. Or maybe there's something we don't understand about
it. That's cool. That's interesting. I wouldn't have thought it was actually about trying to prove the thing wrong, so to speak. It makes sense to hear you say it, but I wouldn't have thought. I had the image of the net and the Sherlock Holmes hat in my head. One big difference from the 2013 show is that you have a co-host now in Cody Dugan. Can you tell us a little about who Cody is, how he came to be a part of the show, and what he has added to Haunting Season?
Yeah, Cody's he's a radio cowboy from Arizona, And it's just a huge personality. He and his fiance and my wife and I tend to get together and go out for burgers or just talk about everything. And he's a huge personality and really hilarious, but he also shares a very deep love of all things horror. He was born this time of year, a couple of days ago, October 27th, actually. And has just always like listened to spooky sounds to fall asleep and through, you know, haunted houses in his backyard for Halloween. And so when this was booting back up, it just was like a no-brainer. With the energy that he has and the excitement that he has for this sort of thing, it's just the perfect co-host, because I'm kind of laid back and chill. So you need that like punch, you know?
Josh, you are such a lived-in creative. It's so important to you. And I know that the pandemic has been hard with that. How has this project and this love and this passion, like, how has it been for you creatively coming, you know, through this pandemic?
It's been a reawakening. I mean, my job, the part of my job that I love the most is being around other people and operating, you know, machinery that other people don't know how to use, like big cameras and audio equipment. And so not being able to be around people and not being able to use that equipment very often, or even just take photos of people very often. Yeah, it's been really challenging. And this is an opportunity to connect one-on-one with not only Cody and someone new, like an author over Zoom, but to also get my hands dirty in the edits a little bit. Colby Crow's our editor, and she's doing an incredible job of trying to meet my over-the-top expectations of audio design that are really probably so far up that it doesn't really need to be that way. But she sees the same vision and has just week after week been applying herself harder and harder and harder to the edits, and they've gotten better and better, and we're just a couple of episodes in. So, you know, being able to work with people on this project that is so creative and is really based on imagination is really fulfilling.
You mentioned authors there. Can you tell us about the interview guests that you've been booking, how you're booking them, and what role are they serving in Haunting Season? What are you looking to learn from the guests you're bringing on?
Yeah, we've got a pretty wide array of guests lined up through February at this point, with a couple of ideas even past that. And most of them have come from our producer, Greg, reaching out and finding people and sending me links and saying, what do you think of this person? Have you ever heard of that person? I love reading, but I get stuck on one thing. Like, you know, for like 5 years, I only read Stephen King because there's so much available and the novels were long and I love long novels. And so it's been really cool to like have these authors thrown at me that I've never heard of. And then I read about all the awards they've gotten or where their stories were featured. And I'm like, oh, I'm a moron for never reading this person's work. So that's been incredible. And then a couple of people have been reaching out over Twitter, which is really exciting because that's people taking the step outside to say like, hey, do you review work? Hey, do you want to, you know, and someone who's doing that is really exciting to me because they're not just someone who's already in the flow of everything. There's someone like me who's had to build their career from the ground up and figure it out, you know, by getting their hands dirty.
Do you remember the first truly scary story that you watched or heard someone else tell?
I don't know who told it, but it's some form of that. It's a classic story of, you know, the driver, you know, gets the hitchhiker, you know, he pulls over and lets her into the car. And as he's driving, you know, he's trying to talk to her a little bit, but she's mostly quiet, and he drops her off at the address. You know, he pulls over at the address and it's the graveyard, and he looks in the backseat of the car and she's gone. Some version of that. There's like 10 or 12 different versions of that around the internet.
So as we know, Amy is a diehard horror film buff.
Yeah.
And as I've learned from her, good horror films are never really about the horror. They're never really about the gore. They're not really about the scares. They're about something deeper. There's some part of humanity. The zombie movie's never about the zombies. Is the same true in the world of scary stories or spooky stories or in the tales that you're telling? Is it not actually about the scares and the spooks? Is it about something else, or is this different?
a good, like you said, a good scary story shouldn't be about the ghoul. It should be about, you know, whatever the author is trying to work through. So for me, a lot of times it's working through some childhood trauma or some part of me that I never, you know, took a deep look at, or some topic that I'm not entirely comfortable with and want to like force my character to deal with so that I don't have to. Every author has different reasons for writing. And I know there's an author we're going to talk to in February, I think, who talks a lot about race and how that fits into the world of horror. And some people just love creating characters and then putting those characters in really dicey situations to see what would happen. I just love working through some stuff. I've never gone to a therapist, but I have absolutely no problem telling any person I hang out with like my deepest, darkest secrets. That's just not something I tend to keep in personally. And so I feel like with writing, I can do that to a much larger audience. And the reward of hearing people be like, you know, this really spoke to me for this reason, or this helped me work through that, you know, that's the best part.
You have a Facebook Live coming up this afternoon if you're listening to this on the day of release.
YouTube.
Friday. On YouTube. Did I say Facebook?
Yeah.
How dare I? YouTube.
No, but it's good you did, because now we've clarified it so people will remember it's on YouTube.
Oh my gosh. It's on YouTube.
YouTube.com/hauntingseason.
On October 30th. What time?
5 p.m. Pacific.
Okay.
8 p.m.
Eastern.
Eastern.
That's fantastic.
And what the heck's going to happen?
I don't know. We're going to have a bunch of people on. We thought, since it's our first live show, and the pact that Cody and I made was like, you know, there's sometimes those months that have 5 weeks instead of four. So when we have that, we'll do a live show on the fifth week just to kind of keep happening in the same groove. So since this is our first one, we're going to have on our editor, Colby. We're going to have on our producer, Patrick James Lynch. We're going to have on Jessica and Mel, who have helped with the creative side of things, and our producers as well. And Chris from North Innsbruck, who helped design the music for the show.
Oh, that's great.
As well as Courtney Barber, my wife.
Aww.
Who's afraid of everything.
And the music, for those who haven't listened, the music is fantastic. Haunting Season really is a full audio experience. As Josh likes to say, it's best listened to with headphones on in the dark. But the sound design, the audio design, he was talking about the standard he's held Colby to. His storytelling, excellent. And it's matched by excellent music from North Innsbruck. It feels like, how could there be any other music? How is this music not always associated with Haunting Season? It's one of those just like, every time I hear it, it just feels perfect. So I'm personally excited for them to be a part of the live, because other than some emails, I haven't really interacted with them at all. So I'm looking forward to hearing from them.
Yeah, it's gonna be fun. It's a weird group of people. I love it.
I want to just come back to something you brought up earlier about fears and the fear of the month, and maybe we'll kind of circle around this topic as we're getting close to our time. I think you'd mentioned something about the authors and maybe from the interviews with the authors, plucking the fears from there. But I'm curious, you mentioned too, like working through your own stuff through the characters. Are these fears that you have? Are these things that you personally are exploring through this process? Or I guess how much of it is like a Josh fear and how much of it is just the show?
Well, we have a lot of shared fears. You know, and so we're starting out kind of broad. The first episode was about the fear of dying. You know, everybody's got a little bit of that. And then second episode ended up being about the fear of sleep. And I don't fear sleep, I just dislike it. There is so much I'd rather be doing than laying in bed motionless and useless and vulnerable to senseless nightmares. I've always had chronic nightmares. Every night, at least one. Some are so vivid they have stayed with me for my entire life, and I can remember every single detail. And some are so stupid that when I wake up, I have to remember them. Sleep is a challenging thing for a lot of us, and the crazy thing about it is you can't avoid it. Like death, it's an inevitable part of life. You can fight and rage against it with caffeine and drugs and willpower, but no matter what, no matter who you are, it's coming for you. And there's nothing you can do to escape it. And once it's here, the true bottomless darkness of the mind takes control. Sleep is always lurking in the shadows, waiting to pounce and sink its long, oily fingers deep into your bones. And I do have a lot of recurring nightmares, and that's, kind of fun sometimes, but kind of frustrating other times, you know, because sometimes you just want good sleep. And then, you know, those are usually the nights where you don't get it because you're stressed out about it. So it tends to be that they are things that I'm afraid of. But, you know, we'll get into stuff like, you know, demonic possession. That's not necessarily something I'm afraid of because I haven't seen it firsthand. And so I'm not 100% sure it exists. But, you know, there's evidence in one way and evidence in another. And so we'll explore it on the show and see. I'd be terrified if I do find out it's real. I will be afraid of it, but as of right now, I'm not that scared, I think.
I think that's a provocative way to think about stories like this and storytelling like this, because I think fear is so universal, and the majority of us, whether we are engaged with it or not, are ruled by fear. You know, many different fears that have just compounded over time, and I don't know, that's really intriguing to me. And again, you see things so differently and you engage with your interior world in a way that really inspires me. So I'm excited to be a Haunting Season fan. I don't know if I'm gonna be a horror person, but maybe you'll make me one. OMG, I'll let you know, I'll keep you posted.
You're too nice, Amy Board.
Joshua, I'm being very serious. You're one of my most inspirational humans in the world. Honestly, I feel like some of my creative soul was kind of packed away. I didn't think I had, you know, the ability to dig it out again until I started talking to you literally at the beginning of this job, around that island in Cazzo. You're an inspiration. So audience, check out Haunting Season, because I am now.
And I will say, the first episode of every month, that podcast episode is really designed for every listener. It's, you know, it can be, I think, all age groups, anyone who's curious about this stuff, because it's not designed to be scary. The stories are designed to be scary and to make you think and to make you scared. But the podcast itself is really just about thinking about the things we don't necessarily want to think about. It's kind of like a little therapy session for an hour for your ears from really unlicensed people who have no reason to give you therapy.
Love that.
You can find that at youtube.com/hauntingseason, or you can look up the Haunting Season podcast wherever you listen to your podcasts. If you do go to the YouTube channel, though, as Josh mentioned, that was launched back in 2013. So not only will you see all the videos from the episodes that have launched this month and those that'll be coming up, but there's years of archive in there too. If you are hankering for more Josh stories, which they're their own special thing, so you very well may. I have found myself in the Joshua Sterling Bragg YouTube rabbit hole before. I've watched him doing video game commentary when I've run out of other stuff to watch. It's a real thing, guys. So youtube.com/hauntingseason or the Haunting Season podcast, wherever you get your podcasts. If you're listening in real time, 5 p.m. Pacific today, Mischief Night, you can watch the live episode on YouTube. It will subsequently live on YouTube if you missed it and want to check it out after the fact. Josh, where can people find you online? And is there anything else that people should know about Haunting Season?
Yeah, I'm on Instagram. That's my main thing. Joshua Sterling Bragg on Instagram, Haunting Season on Instagram. And then Haunting Season has a Twitter and a Facebook as well. That's kind of just poking its head out of the ground.
The Instagram's really artful.
Thanks. Yeah, I put a lot of work into that.
Well, thank you for coming on here. Thank you for, of course, everything that you do for Believe Limited, but in particular for coming to share the Haunting Season story with our audience here, helping give us a little bit of a Halloween spirit during this most bizarre time of our lives. Much appreciated. So thank you, Josh. And maybe we can have you on at some point next year to check in on the progress of Haunting Season a few months down the road. That'd be fun to do a checkup.
That sounds awesome.
Well, Amy, the time has come. That is all.
for this episode. Just like to remind everybody, if you haven't already, get out there and vote. It's a great time to vote. This weekend is like the last shot. Pack a lunch, stand in line.
Wear a mask.
Do what you got to do. Wear a mask. OMG, wear a mask.
There's also places you can contact. Gosh, oh my goodness. Yesterday I was in a public space with people who just did not want to do it. And they had to keep getting on the announcements like, folks, we are going to have to shut this down. If we have some people who won't wear the mask. And it was like over and over. It was like, can you just, I don't care. Just put it on.
Oh my gosh. But, check out vote.com for like day of voting stuff. Like in California, you can register to vote day of. You can like go and stand in line and register to vote and then cast your vote. It's not the same in every state, but check out vote.org to check out all of the stuff in your state. And we'll, here we go.
And if you do have problems anywhere, there's places you can go. And I think that too varies state by state. So do a little Googling to find out. But if you have any issues accessing a voting location or anything along those lines, do take action because that will lead to better outcomes in the future. All right, with that, that's all for this episode. Special thanks to everyone at Bloodstream Media and Believe Limited who makes this Bloodstream podcast possible. Thank you to our interview guest, Joshua Sterling Bragg, and thank you to Isha from Swab for USA. And thank you to our presenting sponsor, Takeda. They got a website, bleedingdisorders.com. You can learn more there about their resources and commitment for the bleeding disorders community. You can subscribe to the Bloodstream podcast on Apple, on Spotify, on SoundCloud, everywhere humanly possible. Subscribe everywhere you can. That's the new call to action. Subscribe everywhere you can. Leave us a rating in the Apple store. We prefer 5 stars. I've told you before, 4 are acceptable. If you're going to leave 3, just move on with your day. I won't have it. Share this episode with a friend, or really any episode with a friend, or even just someone who's not a friend or just a person. We cover a lot, and you know, word of mouth is the best way we can reach new people. So word that mouth for Bloodstream. Have a bleeding disorders or health topic that you would like us to hear discuss? What? That you'd like to hear us discuss more of? That also ended in a preposition. Well, you can send us an email, mailbag@bloodstreammedia.com, where we will answer that question. You can also inquire about upcoming opportunities to be involved in Bloodstream Media works, such as the new Pain Podcast Season 2, mailbag@bloodstreammedia.com. To learn more, you can connect with Bloodstream Media on social media. We're on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, or you can follow Amy Board, Natalie Lynch, or Patrick James Lynch on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, or LinkedIn. Shout out to all the committed LinkedIn users out there. Check out the program notes for this episode in your podcast player or on bloodstreammedia.com, where you'll find links and information related to the stories and segments featured on this episode. I'm your host, Patrick James Lynch.
And I'm your other host, Amy Board.
And we got a guest host.
That's me, Joshua Sterling Bragg.
That's true. And until next time, take self-care of yourself. And bye, everybody. Happy Halloween!